on a duck punch. Ice cold cherries on a duck punch. All the things you cannot hold, the grass so green, the sky.
This is Ken Stringfellow of the Posies, Big Star, etc., and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com or call 845-475-8465. For more information, Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Laura Kunruther of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Hi, everybody. This is Jeff, host of Snack Point Charlie.
And I'm Alana, host of There There.
Wave Farms WGXC needs your financial support. In these extraordinary and unprecedented times, we know there are many worthy organizations in need. We hope that you consider Wave Farm among them.
Hello and welcome to the Thingularity Radio Program, broadcasting live from the Catskill Maker Syndicate located at 65 West Bridge Street in Catskill, New York, currently under siege by a developer, what do we got out there, a TV crew?
TV equipment.
Well, we're not going to say the name of who's out there because they suck and they're making our lives a little bit worse. Joining me tonight in the studio, we have Cody on the equipment. How you doing?
Terribly. Sorry if you're getting like a repeat. Maybe we're on a time delay. I don't know. Repeat of the intro.
Awesome. Well, we're going to blame you. And over here we have Corey. How you doing?
Quite okay.
Alrighty. And joining us from the sixth dimension, due to some audio issues, we have Ben coming to us across the internet.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, we're gonna try to adjust those levels a little bit for you people, but that's about as good as it's going to get.
There.
So, does anybody have any topics for today? Is there anything going on in the world that we might want to talk about?
Oh. Been pretty quiet.
Oh, quiet on the Western Front.
Wow.
Japan. Yeah. Well, technically it is. It's the Eastern Front that's lit up. Ben, how you doing? Any projects?
Pretty good. None so far. I've been looking at trying to make like a 3D camera. I've been looking at how to do that. But other than that, I haven't really been doing too much.
3D camera. Are you talking one of those cameras that can take a single picture that's at every focus at once? Or do you want to like 3D scan an object?
So basically it has a bioptic lens and you can board to glue the two images together, and then it kind of creates a 3D image.
Oh, you mean like a stereogram?
Yes. Yeah, stereoscopic
camera. Oh, yep. Awesome.
There's
a cheap app I have on my Android phone that it basically lets you take a picture and then move the camera slightly to the right and take another picture, and then it stitches them together. It works in most cases, but I'm sure yours is going to be, like, good for every single picture.
Well, one can hope. One can hope.
Well, the thing is, you want the timing to be the same. You don't really want the chance to shake the camera or anything in between clicks.
All right. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I mean, you can get sort of these, like, cheapy, you know, spy camera, you know,
webcams, little USB webcams. Cams. Yeah.
Yeah, and so basically you can glue two of those together onto a Pi, and it will create a 3D image out of the two. So you have stereoscope vision there. So
well, that's cool. That means you can do 3D movies, too.
Yes, I could. Yes, I
could. Now, what kind of end product are you intending to do? Do you want to have, like, red and blue 3D glasses, or do you want to have like?
That's a matter of national security.
it hasn't gotten that far. I mean, it's basically, you know, research. My wife also wants me to do this thing where I'm actually double exposed to film using like Olga cameras, which are like, you know, $20. But my wife has like a whole, they're kind of chintzy. I create crappy images anyway, but
interesting. Okay, well, moving away from that, mostly because I think our connection to your dimension is getting even worse.
Progressively worse.
I am so angry at this actual problem that I am going to replace a computer at this, and another piece of equipment at this place just to make
Which
this go away.
Which is
what
we've been petitioning for, haven't we?
To who? Don't look at me like that.
To someone.
Okay, I will bring in a computer for you guys. I'm sure we have other ones here that we could have experimented.
Possibly.
There's a big server sitting behind me. Why can't we slap an audio card in that thing?
Do you have an audio card?
I'm sure I could. What's that?
I have a boat anchor server that you could probably have.
We have one.
We have enough boat anchors.
We got that. We just needed to actually do something for us.
Unless your server comes with audio. Probably not.
Yeah, you let us know. Take a look in the back. You play with those little holes and let us know if it's got an audio output.
Wow. Server boards are very Spartan.
You're getting pressure. I think you have a couple other junky PCs I can grab them to.
All right, cool.
Which one is the least evil?
Yeah.
We have no problem working with evil. It's just, it's gotta work. That's what counts. If it takes summoning the Dark Lord to make the connections happen, we will do it.
All right. Sounds fair.
And then we will kick his butt back to whatever dark hole he crawled out of.
Well, yeah, you summon the beast to make it do your bidding, spit on it, and send it home. Let it know his boss.
That's the whole wizard shtick. The sorcerer's shtick, right?
Yeah, you have to harness the dark energies to make them work for good until they corrupt your soul, and thus making you an instrument of evil, which was the intention in the first place.
Well, that's a warlock.
Oh.
Corey's a warlock.
I saw the coat he was wearing when he came in.
Yes, my dark queen.
you saw what?
The coat he was wearing when he came in. I know he's a warlock. Mm. That's to protect him from all the alchemy.
That's right.
And to hide the children.
The dark corrosive forces. Hide the children.
Hide the children. I don't know. They're supposed to be evil. You're saying they're evil, right?
Huh?
You're warlocks? Saying warlocks are evil.
Well, they can be. They can definitely. They tend to be evil.
On the scale of things.
Are we prepared with a history for this evening?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, good. You're going to vamp like everybody else. Yeah, we are down a couple people tonight, everybody, and you're obviously going to feel the brunt of it.
You wanted to talk about the cyber aspect of the current conflict that's going on.
Okay!
This hybrid...
Cody just twiddled my buttons just right, folks, because now I'm going to talk to you about the cyber war that's occurring across the stupid globe.
You know what you look like right now? You look like the cable guys on South Park. With the chest flaps.
My nipples are hardening as we speak. Not there yet, but I'm sure you will let everybody know when I start rubbing. But, okay, let's see. A lot of people are seeing the war and stuff happen right now on TV, and they hear about cyber stuff going on and cryptocurrencies being used for stuff, but I'm sure that's not ringing a bell with a lot because nobody's really explaining it well, as far as I can tell. Do you gentlemen have any insights as to what's been occurring with the conflict between Ukraine and Russia? Trying to be as even-handed and balanced as I can be? No? Nothing? I mean, the conflict is... I mean, it's a very serious conflict, even though it's being organized by one leader who's a comedian and the other leader who is pretty much a joke.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. It's been building up to this for a very long time.
Ah.
As in, like, century.
So the the pressure cooker
bomb. I mean, if you really want to go further back,
Well, now...
But the most recent manifestation over the past decade and a half.
Yeah, since at least 2014. Mm-hmm. Since that was, a lot of years. Like, this has done a lot to, kill Putin's mystique as a Bond villain. But it's like, okay, apparently he's more in the Moonraker, whatever the villain of Tomorrow Never Dies was,
that's what we need to do.
doing.
Okay, everybody, by the end of the show, come up with what comic book character villain Putin is most like. Now,
can it be comic book?
No, it could be a movie or something.
Any fandom media,
yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Now, kind of what I'm worried about is the ultimate electrical attack, nuclear weapons.
Yes.
That's not the ultimate electrical attack.
It comes with an EMP, baby. We can classify that electric.
The ultimate electrical attack comes from the sun itself.
The ultimate electrical attack capable of a human being on this planet.
Okay,
that's what you built? All right. Well, if that scumbag decides to hit the button, anybody think he's gonna? Shaking your head. Nope.
I mean, of course, I have that the old existential dread is back, but that's maybe just true for the 2020s period.
That's fine, bud. Just duck and cover.
Maybe a more, more than 1%, 1%, 10%, I don't know, chance. It's just, there's a chance, but it's probably remote, but...
Dude, I don't know, 10%? Chance of nuclear wipeout, it sounds high.
Yeah.
It sounds
that's bad. Probably too high, and I mean, I'm trying to keep a calm head on it, but it's just...
Yeah, well, you're also one of the logical heads, so that scares me a little bit. Hey, Ben, you have a family? How do you feel?
I don't think we're going to get nuked here.
All right.
Unless something really goes sideways.
Okay, so we think cooler heads are going to ultimately prevail on that. All right, well, now...
Well, with the massive breakdown in shipping lanes and other interdependent electronic infrastructure, these neural nets of, electrons that we've created,
Yes, what you're saying...
It's what you're saying... Everything's all too tied together, mm-hmm. and...
And what you're saying is the entire internet is going to form an emergent property of Skynet.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that any one actor who's a part of that network is going to be ultimately disinterested in sabotaging what they've come to depend on.
Well, about those of us that know the system and don't care about the system.
You're not they're in a position to make decisions.
I think there's a lot of them out there. I've been watching the, basically the cyber front, all the electronic activity that's been happening across the globe. There's different reporting agencies I've been finding. One of the good ones, Kaspersky, but they're Russian. So the data I take from there, I take with a grain of salt. But it coincides with everything else. Attacks have been going up across the board digitally. The United States going nuts after Russia and Belarus. Some people in the States are trying to attack Ukraine, but they are horribly outnumbered.
And that's unofficially.
That's unofficially.
There's no official cyber attack being launched against.
It's not. If it's official, it's classified and nobody's talking about it. And that would be a military effort. I'm talking about grassroots people, civilians. People sitting in their homes going, I don't know what to do to help out other than send them a few bucks in the mail or on Bitcoin. So I'm going to attack some servers with my computer. And that's what's been going on. A lot of Russian information sites have been going down. Some are staying up. Sputnik News and whatnot are still reporting that the aggression from the West is due to Nazis. And NATO being angry at them expressing their opinion too much is the best I can gather from watching all the Russian news I can find. Otherwise, the, quote, operation happening in Donetsk is, if I'm saying that
the
right...
The liberation is proceeding as planned.
As planned, according to Putin. Even though Russians are... watching their tanks get burnt by civilians, and they're running out of fuel, and they're crying when they're being captured. And this is brilliant. Getting away from the cyber front tangent a little bit. The Ukrainian government has said that they will happily identify the body or prisoner that they have captured if you send a DNA sample into them and a small fee. So, any Russians want to know if their loved ones are dead, just for a few bucks and a DNA sample, you can find out. Welcome to the 21st century. Where the war can be broadcast live from everybody's phone, and you can get up close and personal in that bunker as the shells strike.
Maybe that's another good reason why nukes won't drop.
What's that?
It's because it's always going to be in people's faces.
It's
in their faces 24/7. You can be right up close with it.
That's the thing. You're right up close to it until the people are at the door beating on it, waiting to kill you, and you have your finger on the button, then all of a sudden, everybody's just watching their favorite streams. You got your favorite YouTube video going, and then you got your stream from Chechnya or Ukraine or wherever, and then all of a sudden, it's a bright white light and a hiss. And that's it. Because once you hit that, it's it. It's over. They fire, we fire. They fire again, we fire again. What's left is finally wiped out by the submarines we have lurking around, because that is our determination as a species.
According to you.
We're looking at one of the great filters. Mastery of technology. Are we stupid monkeys that are flinging our crap at each other? Or are we an evolved being? Are we something in between? We're going to find out. And it's soon. And that scares me because I don't have too much faith in my fellow humans.
Yeah. Best case scenario, it's a quagmire for Russia for the next 10 to 20 years. Worst case scenario, it escalates into something else.
Which is why I am truly, truly hoping that society's measures are going to have some sort of effect on Russia. Like, we gotta beat them with data. We can't beat them with weapons. I mean, even though we're pouring weapons into Ukraine, I don't know. It's a blender, and we got milk, and we're making milkshakes.
It's an NRA Christmas.
Yes. You have no idea. Like, old ladies with the AK-47s ready to go, and I'm like, that's a good weapon for her because it's got not a lot of recoil. She should be able to refire a few bunch of times. You want to get like the heavier ordnance in the hands of the kids. Anyway.
Hey, if you want to say anything to Brian, say it now because he's listening.
Brian, you got catapulted across the country for setting us up with this system. Understand that.
Catapulted across the country?
I just hope you're listening and that you hear Ben and that you feel bad.
He thinks this is cool.
Yes, disembodio is coming through from the sixth dimension.
I think it's kind of fun. I'm harmonized.
Oh yeah, I'm totally digging it, and I'm shying away from trying to fix the problem. I'm just going to say no. This is how our situation has evolved, and if you don't like evolution, then stop evolving with the rest of us. I don't know what to tell you.
With the rest of us.
So yeah, I want data to win the day. I want fax machines in Russia to start spewing out, "Hey, something's going on, and you don't know it, and your leaders are lying to you." I want Russians to call home and say, "Mom, this is jacked up. We're jacked up. I'm coming home." I want the UN to offer every Russian citizen that turns over to the other side a home. I want them to have a home and a job waiting for them when they leave that asshole of a country, Russia. I want to win with peace, love, and prosperity. And then we could start cleaning up all the stupid other actual problems like corruption and stuff like that, sure. But we have to get the guns out first. We got to get the killing done, and we got to get back to going to jobs and working. And
yeah, you can't just skip straight to the Marshall Plan.
Exactly. We need taxes. We need people being taxed so we have the corruption in the first place. Do you understand that corruption is a gift? Sorry. Wait. What am I talking about?
I don't know anymore. Corruption's a gift.
Anywho, people are going nuts. Hey, did you know that there's an entire separatist section in Belarus that's trying to hack their own country because they're angry and they want to stop the aggression?
Makes sense.
There's also $100,000 bounty for anybody offering good, solid information with access to Russian systems. And that is the IT Army Ukraine. You can find them on the internet and Telegram. What'd you ask?
So what have they gotten into so far?
Oh, the Belarusian partisan IT group. Don't know. They haven't mentioned it, which makes me wonder if they've actually done anything or if they've been successful enough to be afraid because their president is an evil piece of garbage that would seek them out and publicly execute them if he could find them.
That,
yes.
Yeah, and you have likely martial law going into effect tomorrow.
Lukashenko, by the way. I mean, yeah.
Or, I mean, in Russia, you have martial law going into effect tomorrow. Yeah, we're talking about Belarus.
Wait, really? Martial law in effect?
Probably,
in
yeah.
Ooh.
Last I had heard.
Yeah, and remember, like, Lukashenko is that wonderful guy that had a plane landed just because a journalist spoke poorly of him.
Mm.
And that journalist disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Yes, there are bad guys, and there are clear bad guys. That is not like a misinformation.
There are bad guys, and then there are less bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we are the less bad guys. That's who we're supposed to be.
Yeah, it's like,
why do you think we purchased Nazis after World War II? Because, like, you know, we got morals, but we also have objectives.
Wow.
Dude, we made it to the moon, didn't we?
So you're okay with Operation Paperclip?
Please elaborate, and then I will render a judgment.
What you're referencing, bringing Nazis over from Germany post-war, you're okay with that and letting them continue their work?
Their brains are a valuable resource that rendered
their
a
brains
product.
Rendered evil on the world.
Yes, and guess what? We took that evil and redirected it to good.
No, we didn't. We just did more evil with it.
But we made it to the moon.
Whoop-de-doo.
What
did we do after that? When there was no more enemy?
We
to
went
scare
home.
Us with.
We went home.
No. We just stopped. We stopped growing.
yes, we grow through conflict. So, but why does that make retrieving their scientists evil? Do you think their scientists should have just been punished?
I mean, so long as they're not directly involved and...
Joe...
Oh, no, I think we're talking
making rockets isn't the only thing they came over here to do.
Okay. Are we dissecting hobos?
I don't think we had anybody from Unit 731.
No.
Mangala didn't come over, just like Von Braun. But Von Braun isn't going to go around and, like, murder hobos. He's going to build rockets and try to kill Jews with it.
I'd love to go into it here, but we really don't have a whole lot of time.
Dude, we got 36 minutes left.
Nah, I'm good.
Nah, man. Yeah, I think you found the topic.
It is gory, and...
Yeah, Von Braun was not... I mean, he was... From my understanding, the V2 rocket construction sites were never a particularly nice place to work, let me put it that way.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything nice about the guy, but...
Werner.
Better living through science.
All right, well, on that chipper note, but the funnier one that I saw about when the Ukrainians were hacking the electric charging stations in Russia, and they were turning them off and saying Putin was a dickhead.
Yes, that was great. And they were like...
there are worse things they said than that. I think we can get away with
one. Well, that was the least bad, right?
Yeah.
Like, the least bad guys.
But that was, that was awesome. And they were basically blocking people from charging.
So you wanted a perspective from Ben's point of view as a ISP operator, somebody who's privy to the workings of an ISP. Ben, how easy would it be for, say, a consortium of ISPs and maybe even higher level operators, network operators, to like say people who provide transport, to just cut off Russia entirely from the rest of the world?
My understanding, Russians have already done that to themselves. They've created this sort of great firewall where they can sort of isolate themselves on a whim.
I've been pinging their servers all weekend. They haven't turned it on.
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to unwind like a lot of BGP networks to get that all undone. You know what I mean? So as long as there's a route advertised, I think you could get there. You'd also probably have to get the Chinese to be complicit in it.
Yeah, I was mainly thinking of the Chinese firewall.
Yeah, they could basically extend shields around Russia.
So, like, let's just say that you turned off the routes directly from the United States to Russia or whatever. You could still hop through China or North Korea or, I don't know, who else is left? Eritrea. the only group that didn't vote against them. So,
yeah,
you got like four guys. I mean, China's a huge player.
And even they're kind of like, we're partners, but we're not allies. You know,
it's like, we're okay with what they're doing, but we're not helping them.
Yeah,
we're seeing how that goes before we think about Taiwan.
Yes,
yeah, they're taking notes, actively taking notes.
Oh yeah, that's
and
another thing.
Maybe we can end up with Russia as a client state.
Yep, that's why it's every single bit that can be used to harm them without combat is one more little lesson for Xi that this is going to happen to you.
Yeah,
we don't like you want Taiwan. Don't kill anybody for it. Mm-hmm. Find a way to do it diplomatically. Buy them. It's the 21st century. Buy them. Learn from Germany.
Yes, yeah. People point this out. This is the way Putin could have been doing it. There were plenty of other ways, you know, especially economically, that he could have slowly, gotten Ukraine on his side.
You get more flies with honey than you do vinegar, which is nonsense. They don't like either. They like spit in a jar with a piece of cellophane over it.
Oh, the Eternals have a drink like that.
Oh, awesome. Well, so do there's a South American tribe. I don't remember the name. They're in the Amazon, but one of the things they do is they chew up one of the local mangoes and they spit it all into like a hole in the ground. Mm-hmm. They let it ferment for a week, and then they put it in a gourd and they drink it. Yeah, I've been watching Wild Boys. It's great.
That's sounds gross.
Oh, it is. They drank it, and then they threw it up immediately, but then, like, this old lady walks over, picks up the jar that they were drinking out of, and she, like, just downs it all, and then she just starts dancing, and I'm like, well, at least they know how to party. I'm going to do it a little bit ahead of time, but everybody, you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Radio for Open Ears, coming out of Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and all points around and in between. Sure, that works. Station ID accomplished.
I like the mission.
Okay, well, I think this half I'm going to kick off with a salute to the Canadians that I wrote actually a couple months ago before any of the nonsense went down, and this is just coincidental. And now that it's no longer in the news or anybody really cares, I can bring it back up again. So, cool, we got three contestants. Points are super important, but they don't count for anything. Cody.
Ooh. Yes.
In Alberta, Canada, it is illegal to paint what? A tree, a painting, a ladder, or a person?
I would say it. A ladder.
Correct, sir.
They have to paint trees because they do logging.
Yeah. And apparently it's legal to paint people because I put it in there but didn't look it up.
I mean, if they're consenting. I assume.
Well, you remember how many points you got. You got
Trudeau
a point. What's that?
There were those pictures of Trudeau.
This quiz was written before any of that occurred. So we're just going to move on and say, Corey, Unbridged Ontario. Wait, I'm sorry. Uxbridge Ontario says that the internet is banned. I'm sorry, I totally read that wrong. Uxbridge, Ontario says that the internet is what? Is it banned? Is it only allowed in libraries? Is it limited to 56 kilobytes per second? Or is it free to every citizen?
I'm going to, go with the popular perception of Canada and say free for every citizen.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Unfortunately, in Uxbridge, Ontario, it is limited to 56 kilobits
okay,
per second.
Why?
By law.
Whoa.
It's not practiced, it's not enforced, but it's on the books.
Now, is that by POTS, plain old telephone system?
I'm assuming so, because that was the last one to support that sort of thing. I mean, you
right.
Could...
It has to be copper.
Oh, that's where I guess 90% of the AOL current AOL user base is.
Oh, that's where all the CDs get sent. Okay, Ben, this one's on you. Before 1995, it was illegal to sell what? Dogs, frogs, pogs, or yellow-colored margarine?
Yellow margarine.
That's correct.
What?
Yeah, it was illegal to sell margarine because they thought it was just bad for you, and they were pretty much right.
Yeah, they are right.
Back to you, Cody.
Yay.
Bank Street, Ottawa. What's illegal on Sundays?
You say Bank Street?
Bank Street in Ottawa. What is illegal on Sundays? Is it breakdancing? Is it eating ice cream? Is it standing on your head? Or is it worshiping Satan?
On Bank Street.
Bank Street.
Well, banks are closed on Sundays, right?
I believe so.
So worshiping Satan.
Well, wouldn't that be the day that you get your Satan worshiping in because you can't go to the bank?
No, every day you go to the bank is you're worshiping Satan.
Eating ice cream is illegal on Bank Street.
So I could break dance with Satan, no problem.
Absolutely. Break dancing while worshiping Satan. So, you gotta be calling it out. Baphomet, but spin around so people understand you. Okay, Corey. In Petrolia, Ontario, which of the following is illegal? Shouting, hooting, whistling, or dancing?
It's Footloose. Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with dancing.
You are correct, sir. Sorry that I put that too close to the microphone. But actually, any answer you gave me would have been correct because shouting, hooting, whistling, dancing, and several other things that sound absurd are all illegal.
Yeah, I was going to say shouting was my second choice. Yeah, it's funny because I just edited together what exists of our Footloose remake, the same guy who did the famous R RoboCop remake. Started out with a Footloose remake, but like only half of it exists.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, thank the heavens.
But the half that exists still looks hilarious as hell. Maybe not as as funny as RoboCop or RoboCop remake, but it still looks good.
RoboCop remake was that's an experience.
Yeah.
No. Our RoboCop or whatever the fan remake was.
That's what this is. Yeah, this is the same people. This is what they first did.
That's different.
But they lost
because
half
there's
of it.
A RoboCop remake which was professional and it sucked.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Waste of a good cast too. I mean, because you had Sam Jackson, you had Oldman, I think Keaton. Yeah. Because I think it was originally supposed to be Hugh Laurie and then he dropped out at the last minute.
What? Okay, we're done.
Anyways,
you're eating out my brain there. I'm going to get away from that. All right, Ben, Ottawa.
Yeah.
It's illegal to possess, print, publish, or sell a comic book with what? A criminal act, nudity, Batman, or children eating popcorn?
I'm going to run with children eating popcorn.
Oh, I gotcha. The answer is a criminal act is not allowed to be displayed in any comic book.
Oh, Frederick Worthamville there.
Frederick
Wortham was the guy who wrote Seduction of the Innocent, which was later eventually proven by an academic to be complete all BS stories he made up about, the evil effects. This was at the height of, early 50s moral scares over McCarthyism and stuff. And, this is what basically led to EC Comics going down, the Comics Code getting instituted. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
What was it? Ben, you were saying something?
No, I got nothing, man.
Okay, that was just Corey. So now it's back to Ben. And
it's
Al Carter.
Now it's to me.
Now it's to you.
I get a chance to get a point.
In Oshawa, Ontario, it is illegal to eat cabbage, climb a tree, operate a telescope, or drive a car.
What's the town's name?
Oshawa.
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 Duh, you're adding a vowel. Oshawa. Oshawa.
Drive a car.
Try again.
I don't get a second chance. Go ahead.
It's climb a tree. It's against the law.
You can't climb trees.
In Oshawa,
so,
Ontario.
Okay. I guess they can cut them down with machines.
That might be the point. It sounds like a Teamsters union kind of getting together. Like, no climbing trees.
So, if a kid gets arrested for climbing a tree.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where Oshawa is or what it looks like. For all I know, it could be podunk nowhere, just completely forested, or it could be suburbia.
No, that's the best part. It's Oshawa, Canada. There's only, like, three trees. That's why you can't climb them. I don't know that for a fact. That's what I'm picturing.
Okay.
Corey and Soris, S-O-U-R-I-S. Soris, what's illegal to have over 30 inches? Hedges, fences, pets, or snowmen?
I'm going to say fences.
Sorry, the answer is snowmen. This is Canada, after
that
all.
That was actually almost, that was my original.
30 inches tall is the limit. I hope some cop has to freeze his butt off walking around measuring these things. Oh, 2 inches too tall, you get a ticket.
You gotta say that a little bit more polite and Canadian-like, eh?
Hey, now that's over 30 inches there. That's my
bad Canadian. Hey, now that's over 30 inches there.
That looks a boot like it's breaking registrations, eh? Or regulations. I gotta give I don't do the Mountie, sorry. Okay, Ben. Your turn.
Yeah.
What are you not allowed more than 3 inches of in Etobicoke, Ontario? Okay, in Etobicoke, Ontario, you are not allowed to have more than 3 inches of snow in your yard, wind chimes, a fan dangler, or water in your bathtub.
I'm going with a fan dangler because I don't know what it is.
It is a word that I made up and put in here because the answer is water in your bathtub.
You can't put 3 inches of water in your bathtub?
That's correct, in Etobicoke, Ontario.
Don't they know that you can drown in two?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you better tell them if you get down that.
No, I don't want to make them suffer more, those poor Etobicokeans.
Well, while you're at it, you can let me know. Federally, you are limited with how much change that can be spent in a purchase. In cents, what is the maximum pennies that can be paid?
Zero, because they're penniless.
Is it more than 25, 500, I'm sorry, 25, 500, 1,250, or 7,000?
7,000.
No, I'm sorry, the maximum number of pennies is 25 that you are legally allowed to pay in a transaction.
Wait.
Oh, I guess
you
I...
You can't pay with... I don't understand.
Federally, in the entire country of Canada, it is against the law to pay for a transaction using more than 25 pennies.
Want a former supermarket checker get elected, prime minister?
They just can't.
I don't know.
Because they don't have pennies.
Well, I'm the throughway paying with pennies when I try to get off. Like, sorry.
And then enough people in Canada complained, so they made it a law.
Yeah, but they don't make pennies. They don't have pennies.
Well, that might be why that's part of the law. They don't have they have Canadian pennies. I've seen them.
Yeah,
new ones.
Well, maybe they phased them out. I don't know.
I don't know. Let's take a trip to Canada and find out. Corey, it is illegal to do what to the Queen? Insult her, ignore her, scare her, or use the toilet near her?
Use the toilet near her.
I got you again. It is scare her. Mm-hmm. It is against the law to scare the Queen of England because she owns every Canadian. And don't you forget it. All right, Ben.
What's up?
What's illegal to attach to a bike in Sudbury, Ontario? Is it training wheels, light, work animals, or a siren?
I'm going with work animals.
The answer is siren.
Damn it.
We are doing really bad.
Look, you deserve to because this was hard to research. And the work went into these. All right. I just asked Ben, and there's one more question. Whoever answers it first gets it. Who's not allowed, and I will tell you when I'm done, who's not allowed to have untied shoes in Quapele, Saskatoon? Teenagers, police officers, Olympic athletes, or teachers? Of those people...
I'll go with teachers.
Nope. Ben said teenagers first, and is correct.
Yeah, that was my first idea. I was like, okay, he took that.
They are not allowed to have untied shoes in Quapele, Saskatoon.
Well, I'd be executed.
You're not a teenager.
Yeah.
I'll add that. Canada... In Canada, the penny is still legal tender, but they are phasing it out, so they're probably not going to be making any new ones.
Oh, okay, so I see you researching my questions. I'm going to remember that in the future.
What?
Well, the question still applies. Like, you're still not allowed to use more than 25 of them in a transaction, which means I'd walk around with nothing but pennies in my pocket all day to screw up people.
All I got is these pennies.
Well, I can't take them, eh? It's against the law. You can't have the Mounties coming up here rolling me, eh?
Rolling. Oh, you should be happy that they come and help you roll the pennies into it.
That's what they mean. That's what they mean in Canada. Oh, Canadians. Well, that's good. That ate up 10 minutes of the night.
And we're done.
Spent.
Oh, no. What else is going on in the world that I can talk about? Elon Musk is finally not making me angry.
Mm-hmm.
He's helping out with the war effort.
And neither is Microsoft.
Yeah, Microsoft, like, they saw a bunch of malware coming out of Russia, literally attacking Ukraine, and they immediately, they told our State Department about it. And then our state rep said, we need you to give this code to the EU. Can you do that, please, right now? And they were like, sure, we're going to help out. And they did. So Microsoft is doing their part. Elon's doing his part. So, they are spared my wrath for this month. I will complain about them next month.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
you worry.
What about Microsoft trying to buy up, you know, a bunch of... A roll-up of a bunch of roll-ups?
What's a roll-up? Is it a free roll-up?
Where they... where these gaming companies just buy a metric ton of studios, and then somebody buys them... And now Microsoft's buying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Microsoft is single-handedly attempting to destroy gaming as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Destroy it? What do you mean?
I told you. I'm not going to complain about them this month. They earned a reprieve. I've been doing it for years. I will continue doing it for years. But
so you're in support of them buying Activision?
Yeah, back to Elon. I was going to complain about the whole satellite thing. Was like, okay, dude, I guess I can live with you possibly causing a Kessler syndrome down the road. You're at least on the war.
We'll,
in on
we
the
will
war
deal
effort.
With that when, yeah, we could, yeah. When we'll burn that bridge when we got to do it. But until then, Elon Musk is one of our resources. We might as well use him.
Yeah. And yeah, the roll-up thing. I mean, heck, Hollywood does that a lot of times. You know,
yeah,
company buys up, you know,
I play most
to make themselves more
games.
Attractive to another buyer.
I don't mind.
I've been addicted to the game Valheim lately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I played probably like 150 hours in the past 2 weeks. Two and a half.
Yeah, dude.
Two and a half weeks.
Nice. Last game I could play like that was actually Kerbal. Kerbal was real addictive when I was figuring out the physics of the game, but before that, Star Trek Online. Because it was online, expansive, and told me the stories I desperately wanted. I could go on an adventure with Worf, who's an ambassador between the Klingon
Empire.
Wait
a minute. You're telling me Star Trek Online tells stories that you like?
Yes.
If only Modern Trek did that.
They do.
Yeah.
Modern Trek instantly canonized the game, so they literally just said, this is all us now. And but in doing so, that's why I forget. I let Picard go. I don't got to watch it, but I'll let it go.
Oh, now you're letting it go.
I'm angry at watching my favorite people die.
They could have told a better story.
Yes, they could
have. That's why I've instituted a thing. Like, I only review stuff on my show now after I've seen the whole season.
Moreover.
Because the first three episodes were freaking great, and then, And, like, I also recommended Debs. The first half was great, second half,
Moreover, they could have told the story that wasn't already told by a 2008 video game series.
Wait, what?
The only
which
thing...
Which was also itself derivative.
The video game series only talked about, made a brief... I mean, because I read, like, a wiki summary of the events. I think they made a brief reference to possibly curing his, syndrome.
I'm talking about the Mass Effect series.
Oh, man. Oh, okay, now I see what you're talking about. Yeah,
With the takeover of synthetic life and its necessary.
Well, I mean, it's even before Mass Effect, I mean, you could probably find precedence of that. It's just how you do it,
Asimov's three rules.
It's the execution, and it just
did. You gotta program them in.
It fell flat for me.
Yeah, no.
Sure, for some, it was like.
Oh,
excellent.
No.
Exciting.
Yeah, there were plenty
Lower
of people who
Dex,
liked it.
Baby!
Mm-hmm.
Lower Decks is awesome. Discovery's sort of tightening
improving.
Up.
Yeah, I'm really liking the last season.
You are.
That's okay. Someone's got to be. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Lower Decks, awesome.
Yeah.
It's the Rick and Morty of next gen.
Lower Decks, much better the last two. Discovery, much better the last couple of seasons.
Yes. Latest season.
Still got flaws,
not impressed
but
by the uniforms.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like them, but it's like, something else needs to be done. And,
like the original, like nice smooth lines, everything's good.
Yeah.
They showed off people's butts.
I mean, I guess it's like you're trying, I mean, you are trying to evoke the TOS era, which is where they're from, but, so I don't mind multicolor stuff, but.
Yeah, but.
I am
get the stupid colors again.
Yeah. Yeah, I am a next gen kid, and I prefer that kind of
sleeker look,
Yeah,
you can put on, like, the tartan with your butt hanging out. That was next gen. Dudes and girls.
The what?
Or tartan, or kind of like a toga kind of thing that they wore.
Toga. You mean the dress suit?
It's a dress. Dress suit. The tartan.
Yeah, the mini skirt.
Yeah, the skirts, the universal thing.
Yeah, but that only existed in the first season. If you watch it closely, there's like one or two dudes walking around in the background, like first season, but it never goes past the second season doing the miniskirt.
That's because they fired the Scottish people. It was no more Scotty, so they're not.
I think they have promised that they will be bringing them back on Strange New Worlds, the Pike era series.
Yes.
Wasn't it because Roddenberry kind of took a back seat after season two?
Yeah.
They're like, you're a little too freaky for us, so relax, bud.
A little too freaky, a little too hung up on boring stuff.
Hung up on.
We need to have a little
stuff.
Conflict. for drama purposes.
All right.
That's true. And a no internal conflict rule.
Yeah, that was the main problem.
Yeah, everybody had to get along, and technology couldn't ever be the problem. Like, mm-hmm. fail them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was part of his rules?
Yeah, you couldn't, like, technology can never really be put into a bad light. Like, it's a good thing. Because that's like, you know, you're worried about nukes and people using technology for horrible things like they do today.
No, cause, I mean, he had a... I remember I just watched an episode of the original series where...
Doesn't matter, you know, because by next gen era, he's kind of forgotten a lot of that and gotten high on his own supply, you know.
I gotcha.
There's executives that show up and, you know, money.
Yeah.
I gotcha. This was a pretty early episode.
That's why, you know, as much as I, you know, Berman's a piece of crap, but he was the adult they needed in the room at the time. You know, he just, you know, he didn't, they just hide, he didn't, then they let him hijack it from, you know, the Roddenberry estate. Anyway, there's literally documentaries out there on that, so seek them out.
Okay. on the lower tech side of things, still having to do with the modern conflict, watching the shortwaves this weekend was real fun, because all of a sudden, a numbers station popped up around 4.2 megahertz. That was freaky. And all of a sudden, Iron Lung is giving out NATO phonetics. And, you know, you write them down, and they don't mean anything to anyone except for the group of spies that are basically just receiving them in the field. So that means somebody out there was expecting communications to be broken down in, at least in one area. And they did. That was enough for them to transmit. I'm pretty sure I was getting the transmission from Eastern Europe. I can't be certain. I just know that it was that either the, local or coming from east-west.
Is that the 60-meter band? 60 times 4? No.
Anyways, I think so.
It's
60 or 80 or something like that.
Yeah. That's kind of... frightening.
What? That I was hearing that, or that I could reach that?
Yeah, that you're hearing these new number stations activate for the first time.
Yeah, and
you've been watching the waves for quite a long time.
I watch them, and I have regular bookmarks, and I know what I'm doing. Like, I know what I'm supposed to be looking at, and even the signals that I don't know what they are, I know where they are. I know what they're supposed to look like and sound like, and one day I'll figure them out. Or they're super encrypted military, and I never will. That's why I don't try too hard. But this definitely was a signal that showed up where none other are supposed to be. It's in that weird little international band of, we're not going to screw with this or tell people what to do. So that's why you get your weird doomsday Christian stations coming up all over the place. And you get, like, your international stations coming from the Middle East, Africa, South America, etc. There aren't quite so many as them, but they do exist.
Well, you know, I was looking into that, and apparently a lot of TV stations will broadcast their... they'll transmit their signal over shortwave to the actual studio, the actual place where the signal's getting processed.
Yeah,
the studio will be somewhere else, and they'll transmit it over shortwave. And that's why I can hear things from Japan in the CB realm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've heard of people picking that up occasionally.
You could also get, like, different signals refracting and bouncing around, because I'll get FM signals where FM signals should not be. Like, a local radio station, the CAT, that signal gets bounced off of planes and meteors and mountains and stuff. And I'll hear in different parts of the band that it really shouldn't
be. Oh, it's so powerful that I have a notch filter that takes it down to, like, you know, by 80 decibels. So that's... let's see here. 3 is half power. 6 is 4 times less power. You get the picture.
Yeah, it's logarithmic.
It's an exponential function. So at 80 dB, it's still coming in hot.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, they have a transmitter very close to us.
Oh, and you are right. 60 meters is around 4 megahertz.
Okay, cool.
But it's not in the 60-meter band that would be for the, say, amateur radio. It would be in the little gaps in between.
Exactly.
That aren't owned by anybody, but stuff shouldn't be there. Like, if we had to get an emergency broadcast out, that's probably where you would put it. But we're not spies. And if I could hear it, everyone could hear it.
Right. Everybody with an ear, that is.
Well, yeah, with the radio, that knows what they're looking for. And
by the way, did you remember those ferrite cores?
Nope.
Oh, it's okay. I'll see you this weekend.
Got the ferrite cores. Yeah, you'll be there. I'll be able to just remind me. I'll dig them up while you're there.
Well, if my brain's still functioning at the end of everything.
Oh, yeah. Beer and pulled pork for all the workers this weekend. Coming to my house. Everyone's invited.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Any other projects or anything to squeeze out or that you guys want to get off your chest while we're still broadcasting? Terrific.
Okay.
What you got?
I think a lot of energy is being directed towards the Ukraine thing.
Yeah.
When there are more pressing issues.
Okay. Like?
Anything local. Anything in our own neighborhood.
All right, so what you're saying is we shouldn't care about Ukraine, which is a conflict that could ultimately end in our death.
Now, hang on. I'm not saying that we shouldn't care.
Okay.
I'm asking the question, what effect can we have on that?
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. That's what I have to tell myself to put my nuclear anxiety bred into me, being a child of the 80s. In the background, I was like, there's nothing I can do about it. It's like I couldn't do anything about a gamma ray burst or a meteor or Yellowstone. Move on.
We can direct our resources to shutting down their resources.
To whatever the limited degree that you have.
What happens will happen.
Sure, you can do that, but...
But that's only limited. That's like set it and forget it and then go about my day. Go to work.
For you, yes. But for others, it's just a fear gyre where it stirs in them something that they can't escape from and they can do nothing about.
I know.
So I think that's a trap that we need to avoid.
But that's a trap we need to keep the people in.
No.
Yes.
That's terrible.
No, they need to be kept in that fear loop.
That's not transformative for humanity. Let me finish my thought. That doesn't bring us to the point where we transcend being monkeys flinging our crap at each other. That keeps us down there.
Yes.
And that is what will cause our destruction.
You have to admit, we still are monkeys that fling our crap at each other, and some of them need to be put in cages. And those cages come in different forms, physical, mental... chemical, electronic, like social media is its own cage. It's causing its own sorts of like mental illness in people and stuff. Like but that box that I was talking about putting people in, I'm losing my point because my brain's slipping. So maybe you're right. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Oh no, the fear cycle from Ukraine and people having to worry about it. Well,
yeah.
You know what? People should be worried that the world could come to an end because.
Yeah,
it can, any day.
People should focus on what they can change in their lives now, not in other people's lives who they can barely affect personally.
What are you saying? People shouldn't donate to Ukrainians that are suffering?
They can do whatever little thing they can. If you want to volunteer to go over to Ukraine, fine. That's your path in life. But I doubt many people are going to be in a position to... drop all of their responsibilities and sacrifice that.
Yeah, there are ways to help or just show support or stay on top of things, but don't yourself.
There are things that we can do here
and,
that are much more immediate.
Yeah.
Mike, what are you saying? Focus on our local leadership or helping our community, like your neighbors and stuff.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
Local? Yes.
National as well.
Those things don't show up on my media feed. So I don't know about them.
It's not designed to show you that.
I know about Ukraine all day long. All day. It comes in every bit. And I don't have social media even. It's just watching cable news.
Exactly.
Oh, well, that's another problem in itself.
Cable news is fun. You gotta watch like 10 of them to get an idea of what's actually going on.
Yeah. It's like I broke
that's my message of positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is we're offering special bomb shelters at half price. Come on down to the Maker Syndicate. We will hook you up. We will get you taken care of. If you want you and your family to survive the next nuclear conflict, we will.